The Goon Show.
But that's another story. Mr. Greenslade, divulge to the listeners this week's secret title.
Ladies and gentlemen, as you can hear, we present The Sleeping Prince.
Yes, it was Christmas night at the Labor Exchange. And the inmates were scraping the afters off the wall. Merry Christmas, everybody!
Hey. I said, you with the four helpings on your face.
What? The voice came from a tall, hand-painted man with holly attached.
Step over here, little mass unemployment.
Oh, Merry Christmas, gentlemen!
Merry Christmas. Well,
we've been watching your progress, and we feel it's time you went out into the world.
Where?
Anywhere. What kind of unemployment do you want?
I'd like a job with no work attached.
Now, that went this morning.
Eh? What went this morning? To whom?
The manager of the labor exchange.
Does he want an assistant?
No!
Thank heaven, then I'm still one of the lads. A Merry Christmas to you!
And a Merry Christmas, Neddy.
Merry Neddy.
Now, allow me to introduce this steaming wreck.
Thank you. I am Count Fred Legs Moriarty.
Who are you?
Thank you. An important minister extraordinary to the Republic of Yakabaku.
Yakabaku.
Yes.
Yakabaku.
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 Neddy, you must stop those witty sallies and report to me at once.
Merry Christmas.
Thank you, Neddy. Now, Neddy, if you'll pardon the expression, there's an unemployed job going with monies. Now, would you kindly report to Desk B?
Hurrah! At last, the money with unemployment attached.
That was beautifully done, Grit Pipe.
Yes, yes. We must now report to the Revolutionary Committee of Yakabaku and tell them that all is well.
I'll say that for you.
Yakabaku.
Pronunciation was perfect.
Thank you.
Meantime, over to Seagoon and Clark Spree.
I will assume a voice.
Anybody at home?
Oh, yes. Yes, James. Now then, come over here. Now, name, please.
Neddy, Tom, Dick, Harry, Seagoon.
We can't give jobs to any Tom, Dick, or Harry Seagoon.
Too late. I've been chosen by the minister of Yakabaku.
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 Yakabaku. Of course.
Yakabaku.
Now, tell me, have you ever been president of a Pacific Republic before?
No, but I've got a good suit.
Splendid, Jim. The job is yours.
What job?
The president of the Republic of Yakabaku.
How much does it pay?
It pays £40,000 in Yakabaku money.
What? What are the hours?
9 till 5 with a tea break at 11.
I accept. Where is it?
In the South Pacific.
The South Pacific? The land of seas. In Southward Ho!
As you can hear, this is The Sleeping Prince, Part 2. And now, a reading from Morse.
This is Station Hearn Hearn of the Hearn Hearn Network. Ed Hearn reporting. Today on board the liner SS Hearn Hearn, arriving at the port of Ponkanotas in the Republic of Yakabaku, is the newly elected president, Mr. Neddy Tom Dick Harry Seagoon of London, England, Hearn Hearn of the Hearn Hearn. High hopes are entertained that the installation of this 23-stone president will have a stabilizing effect on the country.
Here comes Mr. Seagoon now, down both gangplanks, too.
What a fine presidential figure he makes in that morning suit and flat cap.
Yes. Here, Moriarty, put these teeth in and smile.
Oh.
That's enough.
Thank you.
Over here, Neddy.
I say, Aren't you from the Battersea Labour Exchange?
Yes, but we have a small branch out here licensed to sell strawberry teas and Morris dancing.
Sending British culture abroad, eh?
The best place for it, what?
Now then, Mr. Seagoon, we, the people of Glorious Republic of Yakamaboo, give a glorious welcome to you, our new glorious president.
Don't mention it. Where do I clock in?
Here. Thank you.
Now then, Mon President, the triumphant procession. If you'll drive to the streets in this open neck shirt, we'll follow behind in this bulletproof car. But first, our glorious national anthem.
Has anyone set it to music?
No one has had the courage.
Now then, come, President, to the Palazzo des Veritas.
The Palace of Varieties, of course! Drive on!
But first, our glorious Max Gilray.
Yes!
With that rousing ovation ringing in his ears, Seagoon arrived at the palace and was shown to the president's private chambers.
Welcome, mate.
Who are you?
Private chambers, mate. I'm your valet.
Wait! You're a South Pacific Cockney?
Yes, mate. I got the job at the Battersea Labour Exchange. You see, they're a bit short of South Pacific Cockneys out here.
Right. Unpack my matching brown paper parcels and lay out my mess tins.
You're going to have some mess, then?
Oh, I'm dining with the British ambassador.
Oh, same thing, isn't it? Yeah. Well, you better take some grub along, mate. I haven't had any Connor since the revolution started.
Revolution? Where?
Here, mate.
I'll soon put a stop to that. Get up on the phone.
Hello? It's on now, sir.
Thanks. Hello, Revolution? How dare you talk to me like that? Drop that telephone at once. That taught him a lesson.
Senor President, I am General Gonzalez Mess, leader of both sides in the glorious revolution. Now you will kindly step onto this balcony for your reception.
Right. Hey! Somebody shot at me!
It's your imagination.
And what are these bullet holes in my bed sheets?
They are for looking through, senor.
Looking through a what?
Anybody who's on the other side.
Dad, you brilliant, passionate southerners.
I do not come from the south, senor. I am from the north.
Where?
Oldham Labor Exchange.
Of course. I should have recognized that North Country accent. Now, I'd better go and inspect the drains and... Too late! Lunch, lads! Must keep the union hours!
Just a minute before we all clock off our glorious national anthem.
This is Station Hearn Hearn of the Hearn, Ed Hearn reporting. Latest Hearn reports from the Republic of Yakabaku state that this evening a high-powered bath drew up outside of the British Embassy. The president stepped out and presented his credentials.
Evening, lads. Sorry I'm late. I had to buy a new shoe. Now, where's the British ambassador?
In this reeking 30 bob a week bed city here.
Oh, who's that? Oh, come in.
I'll open a window.
God, excuse the mess. I'm just doing the laundry. The bullet holes in my white flag were dirty, you know.
Mr. Ambassador, I am the new president.
Splendid. I'll open a tin of prunes. Oh, yeah. I'll... Great Twisted Nugglers there early tonight.
What?
The Naughty Revolution, part two.
You mean they're doing matinees? Disgraceful. Fighting after 5 o'clock? We can't afford to pay them overtime. Commander-in-Chief, fall in my army.
Si, senor, but first, our glorious national anthem.
No.
Senor, now, Imperial Army of Yakabaku.
Yakabaku.
On parade. Imperial Army, Shem. Present. Ham. Imperial Army, from the right, number.
One.
Hey.
All correct, senor.
Stop the revolution. Part two. There's men who have been fighting overtime. And 6 o'clock. That's all for tonight, lads. All tonight. Open in the morning. You coming, Edison?
No. Me gonna sing overtime.
I'm going.
When I first met you, you didn't have a pot. You know I'm responsible for everything you've got. You were square as a city block, and dumb too, and then I helped you. You turned to somebody new. Well, time takes care of everything, and time will take care of you. You never had a decent meal till you hit my door. But with me, you ate 3 squares and sometimes more. I bought your mink coat instead of that old sack. Then you turn around and cheat behind my back. Well, time takes care of everything. Time will take care of you. I bought you some new teeth, fixed your nose, uncrossed your eyes, and the good Lord knows I've tried my best to keep you satisfied. But you're a low-down two-timing Jekyll and Hyde. Well, time takes care of everything. Time will take care of you, you dog. Your fingers right down to the bone. Swore you'd worship daily at my throne. You crawled, cried, and pleaded too. And then you turn around and married my brother Lou. Well, time takes care of everything. Time will take care of you. Now Lou is through with you, and you're busted too. Tell me, Sue, what you gonna do? Time takes care of everything. Time will take care of you. Yes, time will take care of you.
As you can hear, this is The Sleeping Prince, Part 3. And now, a further reading from Morse.
Station Hearn Hearn, the Hearn Ed Hearn recording of the Hearn Hearn. This evening, the new president of... marched his army into the rebel-held jungle. Following a well-worn covet of dead leaves, they were soon on the Hearn.
Hector?
Yup?
Where did you get the job of being half the president's army?
Oh, I won it in a raffle.
Huh. I got mine from a cracker at Myrtle Sprigg's birthday party.
Oh, that's living.
Yeah.
Yep. Yep. Blood bottle? Yeah. Where did you get that nice uniform?
I cut it out of the back of a cornflake packet.
Oh. I wonder why it gave me such an appetite.
Echo, do you know that a uniform attracts women like flies?
Oh, I wondered why all your women look like flies.
That was funny.
That was a joke. I made a joke. And then
yeah.
They were all laughing at me and
all. Echo, have you ever fired your gun yet?
Oh, no.
Well, let us fire it then.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's a good idea.
You fire then.
Oh, no. You fire the gun.
No, you're the one with the bullet. You do it.
No, I haven't signed for it. I don't want to do that. I don't want to have any trouble on my hand. I don't want to.
All right.
I've been to the doctor and he said I got nothing mad on. I got nothing like that about him at all. I got an uncle in Australia. You be careful what you say to me. I got an uncle in Australia.
You heard of the Boss Pond Road best shirt wash?
No.
Well, then, you watch what you're saying.
You fired a gun.
All right, then. You rotten spoilsport, you.
That on the hit parade?
Echo?
Yeah?
What is that dirty little piece of curved metal sticking out from under your rifle, you?
That? That's... Oh, I don't know.
Here, Echo.
Yeah?
Pass your finger on it and then see what happens.
Okay.
Did someone fire a gun at me?
Oh, no.
Oh,
no.
Hey, what's this hole in the seat of my trousers?
That's for looking through.
You let me have a look through.
What?
There's somebody inside.
A stowaway! Come on out and fight!
Don't shoot, Nuddy. Don't shoot. I'll come out.
Cat! The British ambassador! What were you doing in my trousers?
Slamming. I've come to warn you. Look here. They've only made you president so as to assassinate you and take your wages.
What? The devils. I resign. There.
Hold hard, Niddy. What's this? Clocking off early? Oh, I'm afraid we shall have to dock you some salary.
Nonsense. If I stay president, they'll shoot me.
Oh, nonsense, dear boy. The people of... They love you.
Of course. Come on, Nettie. Clock on again as president. Come on, clock on.
Oh, very well.
Curse missed.
All right, Gritpipe. Who fired that smoking pistol you're pointing at me?
Two men called Jim.
Right. There's only one thing for it.
What?
We have to storm the rebel stronghold, or they'll usurp me.
How painful.
Come, forward, one man called Blunlock.
Yes. But first, our glorious Yakubakuan anthem.
Oh, no!
Great salty skellybunkers, the rebels are attacking. Eccles?
Yeah?
Form square and face outwards.
Okay. Oh, it hurts.
Moriarty, come on, let's duck out of here. Things are getting too hot.
Attention, s'il vous plaît.
Look! It's a great fat rebel carrying an unarmed white flag.
Ah, comment allez-vous? Ying Tong and Lai Po.
Listen, he's speaking French in a foreign language. Is anyone here bilingual?
Oh, I speak two languages, my good man.
Right, my good man. Say yes in French.
Okay. Si, si.
That's Italian.
What do you know? I speak three languages.
Find out what he wants.
Find out what you want.
My friend, my leader El Gobo demands unconditional surrender.
What are his terms?
£5 down and £3.09 a week.
Tell him we'll think it over.
Very well.
But wait, look here, we can't spend all night in this jungle, Siku, and it hasn't been aired.
Don't worry. Come with me. You can sleep in the rebel prison free of charge.
I say that's damn decent of you. Come, chaps.
Hearn Hearn of the Hearn Hearn reporting again on the Hearn Hearn and the Lester Hearn Hearn. It is reported that President Ned, off duty, spent the night resting in the rebel condemned cell, Dad. Latest news from rebel headquarters.
Wake up, sir. Wake up. Wake up. It's time for your daily execution.
Thank you. Put it on the table and draw my bath.
They're not going to drown you, sir. They're going... They're going to shoot you.
What? Shoot me? You can't shoot me. I'm not the president until 9 o'clock.
That's 10 minutes time, right? Till then, our glorious national anthem.
Stop! Please, you can't keep me here. I'm not president until 9.
Well said.
Thank you. I'm leaving the country before then.
Then allow us first to decorate you with the Grand Order of Charlie's.
What's that?
This magnificent bandage to be worn over your eyes. So.
I say, how terribly restful. But it's dark inside this bandage.
Yes, we turn the light out.
Now then, little Neddy, just stand against this wall for a free farewell photograph. Right now, photographers, now! Take eight!
Now, Neddy, any last request before your departure?
Yes, for Plunger Bailey, White, Chunky, Pinhead, and all the lads in Q7 at Battersea Labour Exchange, I'd like you to play your glorious national anthem.
Oh, all right. Everyone, salute.
He's gone.
Curse! Foiled by our own national anthem and a quick-thinking fat man called Ned.
Halt!
You have just been listening to The Sleeping Prince. Oh, Prince. Prince.
What?
Come on, Prince. Time to go home. And so ends this week's Goon Show, a BBC recorded program featuring Peter Sellers, Harry Seekman, Spike Milligan, with the Renegade Quartet, Max Geldray, and the orchestra conducted by Wally Stott. Script by Spike Milligan and Larry Stevens. Announcer Wally Screenplay. The program produced by Pat Dixon.